Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I hope everything's going well for you wherever you're at out there across America and around the world. This is a day that the middle of the week, and it's hump day for a lot of people. Now, I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on until 6 o'clock in the morning, live and in living color, broadcasting from our flagship stations right here in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group stations. And, of course, we're broadcasting great stations across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. We're also out there on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the largest markets in the country. We appreciate that and thank them very much for that. And we're also out there on many leading independent stations. And, of course, we're also on the Internet, as we have the streaming going for everybody to hear all around the world, wherever you're at. And there's people listening tonight from Germany and from India that we can see in there right now. And we're also out there broadcasting on the satellite, on the Westwood One satellite. So any station that's out there can pick us up. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and our firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, also to our 911 dispatchers, to our Border Patrol, to our security officers, to the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there that are helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we appreciate everything you're doing out there. And we start by saying thank you to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers as well out there getting the mail delivered from one area to another, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And don't forget, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X, that's the old Twitter, X, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the different things we're up to. All right, well, let's get started with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's out there in California, IA, with the fruits, the nuts, the berries, the oranges, the grapes, and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. Good morning, Kyle.
Great. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy. I always have to throw Nancy Pelosi in there because what's California without her, right?
I suppose, yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Well, of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because that's what this country was founded on, Judeo-Christian values. And more people need to understand that. And certainly here on this show, that's one of the things that we promote. I've had people ask me, they go, why come you say the Pledge of Allegiance all the time? Well, because we can. How's that?
Indeed.
All right. Now, Joe Biden. I'm not going to call him Joe Biden tonight. I'm going to call him Joe the Picket. You know why?
because he went to walk the picket lines with the UAW.
And a bullhorn, right?
Okay, right.
And a ball cap that said UAW, right?
Right.
And they made sure the bullhorn had an American flag on it, right?
Sure.
The only thing is it's what he didn't say that's got a lot of the strikers concerned. You know what he didn't say?
Well, he really didn't mention anything about electric vehicles or those mandates that are coming out.
No, because that's going to cost auto workers their jobs in those cases. It takes fewer workers to make an electric vehicle than it does a standard commercial gas-powered or fossil fuel, I guess, is the way they're going to consider to call these vehicles, cars and trucks and whatnot. But also, yesterday, a battery plant, come to find out, in Michigan laid off their factory because they couldn't get the pieces and parts they needed to make the batteries.
Right. That's the outcome here of what's happening in the strike. And that's what they were hoping for. They wanted there to be a ripple effect that would go through.
Well, they've got the ripple effect and the fact that Biden stood up there and hollered all the things that he hollered and this, that, and the other, and did not mention his electric vehicle mandates in his visit with the auto workers, to me, belittles his trip because of the fact that he should have told the people, say, look, we got electric vehicles coming, but we're working on retraining some of you guys that are going to lose your jobs. You know, I would have said it right off the bat, but that's just me versus him. And then today, who's going to show up, I say?
That would be Trump, I believe.
Yes, sir. And he's going to be out there. Maybe he'll be walking the picket lines, too. Hell, maybe he'll wear a hard hat. I don't know.
But Donald Trump is not going to leave the electric vehicle thing unsaid. In fact, he's going to talk mainly, I think, about what's happening with electric vehicles and what it means for their jobs.
Right. Now, a judge yesterday in New York ruled that Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building the real estate empire that catapulted him to fame and to the White House by saying that he defrauded banks and insurers as he artificially built up his real estate empire. Now, there was a campaign statement made by the Trump campaign that said that the witch hunt continues. The judge undervalued the Trump estate, which still doesn't accept the figures that Trump has produced, and I don't know why, because they look legitimate to me, and alleging the tax fraud, and that's Judge Arthur Engorian up in New York State. So we'll be back with more. You can conjure that thought while we're gone, folks, but we'll be right back right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Yep, that's Mike Lindell's company. He's been in business for 20 years, celebrating his 20th year anniversary with the sale of over 80 million MyPillows. Wow, think about that. 80 million MyPillows over 20 years. And he's basically giving the farm away right now. All kinds of specials over there. This is the time if you want a MyPillow. He's got some buy one, get ones, you know, buy one, get one for free, that sort of thing, with some of his different pillows. And, of course, everything there is for sale. For example, the slippers, the amazing towels that he has, the bed sheets, all of the MyPillow products that he has there, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more, just so much more. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, the promo code to get those prices will be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. That's your secret to ride in there. And if you want to give him a call, at 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459. You can call that number, and that will give you a live person 24-7, any time of the day, any time of the night, any time, period. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, that's MyPillow.com. Go over there, check it out, and see if you can save some money like Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and his wife, Mrs. Professor, is doing as they are trying to outdo each other with hiding the Christmas gifts.
Well, start early. That's all I can say. That's right.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't a dog that was digging in the backyard. That was somebody looked about your size and the height and whatnot.
That's right. Could be.
All right. Well, speaking of digging in the backyard, a whole bunch of Hollywood writers, their strike has been declared over after the boards voted to approve the contract with the studios. So that means, I guess, Hollywood's coming back.
Well, that's what it seems like. That's right. So if they have, in fact, voted to end it, I thought earlier, at least, they were saying that they could go, the leadership has voted to end the strike. Yep. I think they still have to go to the membership, but they said that they can go back to work. So that's good news, because obviously people getting back to work is always going to be good news. And also they've worked out, hopefully, some of these issues having to do with AI royalties and things like that.
Now, you remember the other day in the House of Commons up in Canada, there was a speaker there, or well, not a speaker. There was a person in the gallery who had fought for a Nazi military unit who was invited to attend the speech. He was a Ukrainian former soldier, 90-some-odd years old. He was invited by, I guess, Trudeau, and maybe even the Ukrainian president, for all I know, to sit in the gallery, and they introduced him and gave him a standing ovation. Well, unfortunately, the Speaker of Canada's House of Commons has now been forced to resign for inviting the man to begin with who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II.
Yeah, I can't imagine that anything else would happen like that at this point, because obviously that was a complete, total oversight misstep on a grand scale.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember the comments about net neutrality and the fact that that had been put in the back burner?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, back from the dead, and the one leading the charge here is Dianne Feinstein. Senate Democrats, some 27 of them, have written a letter urging the Federal Communications Commission to reinstate Title II of the Common Carrier Regulations on Internet Service Providers. This is a regulatory move marketed to the public as net neutrality, little more than 2 weeks after the Biden White House appointed a new commissioner to the agency, thinking that by doing that, they now have enough votes to just automatically pass this. Well, I don't think they do, and I think people need to understand, if they understand what net neutrality is, and I'll let you explain it in a minute, that it's going to be unfortunate for the people, all of us, that use the Internet, because if you think it's a little rough and tough right now, it'll be almost impossible to do certain things on the Internet.
Well, that's right. Basically, what net neutrality or internet neutrality would be is that your ISP, you know, can't sort of throttle other services that aren't, you know, like the most popular or this kind of stuff. In other words, they'd have to give access, I think equal access in terms of speed and accessibility to all the different sites and contents that you might try to access. So that's definitely something that may be very difficult for them to do on a consistent basis.
Okay. Now, your governor out there in California signed the law raising the taxes on guns and ammunition to, quote, pay for public school safety and violence prevention programs.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see if that actually works out the way they think it will. But typically, whenever they get these new taxes, well, this is to cover this or that. You know, oftentimes that's just a ruse, right? It never really goes that way because something else happens in the budget or something.
You want to make a little friendly bet between the two of us for, say, maybe an ice cream cone?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I'll bet you right now an ice cream cone at Culver's, a double scooper too, by the way. I'll bet you right now that money will not get used for what they said it's going to be.
Well, right. No, I would take that bet. That's exactly, you know, what we're talking about here.
Yep.
But, of course, what they're doing by increasing the taxation, that's another end run around trying to squelch or quell the ability for people to obtain lawfully firearms or materiel for firearms, ammunition, and so forth. In other words, what you don't like, you tax. Right, you tax it to death so that it slows it down or people don't like it. You know, in other words, and this is changing, by the way, in California. But the reverse of that is we're going to give you an incentive. Here's $7,500 to buy an electric car. Right, now they're changing that to some degree to try to get not high end income people to buy the electric cars, more middle income and lower income people, as a matter of fact. But that's how government can work. They can incentivize by using dollars one way or the other.
Now, the Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general have filed an antitrust lawsuit against the e-commerce company Amazon, maintaining that their monopoly power is illegal.
Well, right. What they're saying, and others are saying, that Amazon is alleged to have engaged in practices that would be monopolistic, or that cause prices to go up for the consumer, such that the consumer would be paying less if there was more competition, if they didn't try to squelch that, if they didn't charge certain rates for being on Amazon Prime, for example. This is just talking generally. We're not talking specifics, but that's where. That's the genesis of this. But here's what's going to happen, though, Captain, is that like any kind of antitrust lawsuit where you have people saying, oh, this should be broken up, right, like AT&T or something like that, you're going to have this run through the courts literally for years. So there won't be any resolution to this for quite some time.
And, of course, without mentioning names, but I'm going to, Hunter Biden has sued former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and his former lawyer over the laptop hacking that he alleges happened after Giuliani got the tapes, the discs, whatever he had, and released them to the public.
Well, it's very interesting. I thought it wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop at first.
No, it wasn't.
Russian disinformation. The Russians made the whole thing up,
yep.
You know, and then planted this laptop to try to mess everything up. That's going to go through the courts, right?
Yep.
It depends if this is a salvage or what is this thing?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. Jeffrey Epstein is in the news again with his sex trafficking acts. That J.P. Morgan allegedly was running the money through their bank, and J.P. Morgan Chase has now agreed to pay some $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands to settle claims that the bank enabled him the sex trafficking acts of financier Jeffrey Epstein. Now, most of that money will go towards local charities and assistance to the victims. I certainly hope so.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think every time we peel back the onion on what's happened with Jeffrey Epstein and the island and all that stuff, it just gets worse.
Yeah.
And this is an example of that. Yeah.
And, folks, before we go to break, unfortunately, the legendary third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, Brooks Robinson, watched him for years. He was a tremendous player, and I know you had a chance to see him too, Kyle, has died at the young age of 86. He established himself as one of the finest fielding third basemen in baseball history.
Indeed. Yeah,
yep.
We'll be missing.
Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. Beautiful day where I'm at. Hope it is where you are. A little bit cloudy, but it'll be all right. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents before taking office now extends to an examination of Obama-era security measures and White House procedures. Investigators led by Special Counsel Robert Hur have interviewed numerous witnesses, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, over the course of 9 months. They've questioned a wide range of former aides, from high-level advisors to executive assistants, and even one White House attorney. Sources present during the interviews suggest instances of carelessness during Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle after we tell you that this portion of the show is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day, and I take it for two reasons. It works, and I've been taking it for 13 years right now, and I started it out because the products that I was taking, the medication for my left foot, my ankle, and my leg, and the swelling, and this, that, and the other, and all that, was some pretty heavy-duty narcotic stuff. And I wanted to get away from it. I wanted to get totally away from it and get on something as natural as I could get, and didn't know if I could do it. Well, all of a sudden, I heard a commercial that I'm reading right now. I heard the same commercial talking about the turmeric, resveratrol, I-carotene, and omega-3 that happens to be in this product, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, this product helps your body with its natural response to inflammation. It will go right straight to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate whatever you got going on, and it will control the swelling, too. I've never seen anything like it. I'll give you an example. I had a toothache, and I had to have a cavity filled, and my mouth started to swell a little bit before I got to the dentist, and I took a packet of Relief Factor, and the doggone swelling went down as fast as it came up, and I never saw such a thing. But it's 100% drug-free, that's number one, 100% botanical and fish oil product that supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort to rim, and it comes in these little convenient individual packets. And they are four capsules in a packet, easy to take, and it will support healthy joints and muscles, which is what it should be doing anyway, right? It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill, believe it or not. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And thanks to the people who have been coming up to me saying thank you for telling us about that, and we appreciate it. We went out and got it. It's working just fine. So there you go. Even had somebody tell me about the Balance of Nature product, too, that that's working extremely fine. And, yes, it does. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren, okay, likes to say this about that.
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Well, Kyle, there's a flash that came across the news wires here just before we went on the show that said there was a fire at a wedding hall in northern Iraq that killed at least 100 people. That number is going to go higher, and injured 150 more. Good Lord.
Yeah, this is a very, very tragic story, obviously, and it's being described as a raging fire. Could have been caused by fireworks set off to celebrate a wedding there. It was a Christian wedding, we understand, according to this story. And there's, again, no official word on what exactly caused this, but that's the speculation at this point.
Now, there's a major movement afoot, and I think you can agree with this. I know our audience understands it, where the Democrats are trying to move the easiest resource they have to move into the red states to try to turn them blue, and that would be illegal immigrants, correct?
Well, that seems to be what their thrust is. That's exactly right, yes.
Well, of all places for a story to pop out of nowhere, it comes from Idaho. And here's what it says. The population of Idaho has nearly doubled since 1990, and most voters in the state support policies to limit growth and restrict immigration because the majority of the new people that have come to Idaho since 1990 have been illegal immigrants.
Well, indeed, that's right. I mean, we're seeing thousands of people coming across the border, you know, in sometimes within a 24-hour period of time. And, you know, and people, they're all going somewhere, so this is not a surprise.
And why they send them up there is because of the agricultural business, potatoes. They're huge with potatoes up there. You know that.
Well, right. I mean, if you're going to be a seasonal worker, I mean, there are ways of doing that, right? But I don't think that's what the Democrat Party elite are really all about. I think they want to obviously create a different scenario for voting and for demographics and things like that. Because what's their goal? Their goal isn't to create a utopia, you know, where people can have a great job. They just want to get reelected.
Well, they grow the potatoes. They go out because potatoes are not seeds you put in the ground. It's actually a part of a potato that you cut up, that you plant, and that's how the potato grows. That's number one. They do that, and they have to have a large resource of workers to do that. And then, of course, you have to cultivate it. You have to fertilize it. You have to water it. And it takes a certain amount of people to do that as well. And then when you go to harvesting, that's pretty much done by a harvesting machine, but you have to have someone on that machine making sure it works, and usually a couple of people, not one. And then, of course, when you get the potatoes in the trucks, which they load them in the trucks or the big bins that the tractors take out into the fields, you have to bring them in and dump them in another bin and wash the potatoes and get them in the bags, you know, the little bags and the big bags. They don't just come in a 5-pound bag, you know that, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I heard a woman the other day, oh, look at this. It's so nice that you're able to put 5 pounds of potatoes in this bag. And I thought to myself, I said, lady, look at the 50-pound bag beside it.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. You know, they call a potato sack for a reason. But anyway, it seems that only 5% of likely Idaho voters want their state's population to continue to grow rapidly. Well, 47% want the population to grow more slowly, and 23% want the Idaho population to stay about the same. Now, we're talking about a small state like Idaho, and 23% want the state's population to become smaller. Basic bottom line here, again, is they don't want the illegals being dumped in their lap.
Well, you know who else doesn't want anybody dumped in their lap? And that would be Democrats in sanctuary cities.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is a really big issue, right? And it's like, I think a lot of Democrat party elite want to say that they live in a sanctuary city because it sounds cool or chic, right? Or caring. I care about people.
Until they become mobs looting stores downtown.
But yeah, until illegal aliens actually show up. And this really should point out the fact that, you know, that they're not really trying to help people, because I was talking about, you know, seasonal workers, I mean, things can be worked out. You can get a work permit to work during that season and do things like that. I mean, there are ways legally that people come to this country every single day. But I don't think the Democrat Party elite really want to make use of that because that would be way too orderly, for one thing.
Yeah.
And second of all, it would diminish their ability to try to destabilize things.
Well, Americans have been watching as some 8,000 illegal immigrants per day have been crossing our border during the last week. And what they didn't see is from the migrants is that the Biden administration is sneaking them into the U.S. Now, under the stealth program, and this is a stealth program, illegal immigrants can fly directly from their hometowns to a U.S. city of their choice. They use the Biden administration's smartphone app to choose a destination. They meet with U.S. officials at land ports of entry, like international airports, where they're waved in by U.S. Customs. Then they fly to any city they please. And guess who's just been added to the list?
Tampa?
No.
No.
Des Moines, Iowa. And,
Des Moines, Iowa. Okay.
And Rochester, New York.
Really? Okay.
Rochester, New York. The people up there are going to love that, I know.
Well, I mean, but this is all part of a larger issue, right? And that is, again, it's the bringing in of people who aren't citizens, would only become citizens more than likely through some amnesty program, but yet are basically condemned to live in the shadows on things.
Yep.
And so that's why we question what's the agenda here with the Democrat Party elite.
Kyle, this is not legal. It's just not legal. And the government is circumventing the law and doing whatever in the hell they feel like doing. This is being reported to us by the Center for Immigration Studies, where more than 210,000 migrants have entered America this way since January of this year. And simply put, the rule of law needs to be imposed on this, and it needs to stop.
Well, and this is one of the things, too. This is why state attorneys general, can file lawsuits against the federal government for not following or breaking federal law, basically. That's what that process is there for as well. So,
yep.
And, of course, raising awareness. That's also a big part of it.
And very quickly, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But when we start next hour, folks, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's health issues again. He almost fell flat in his face coming down the short steps of Air Force One going to his picketing exercise. Yep. Facts. Take a look at the video. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We're gonna prove it.
Kyle. Who is that group? Oh, wait a minute. Who is that group? There you go.
Cool and the Gang, I think.
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you had this one. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, you're right about
that. Yeah, and it's off the album Let's Groove. But I'll tell you what. You know, the people aren't out there snapping their fingers and their toes and moving around and bouncing to that one. I don't know what's wrong with them. That's a good way to stay warm at night. Just turn on that thing and go outdoors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it was also used in a drug commercial recently or something like that. I'm very familiar now.
A drug commercial?
Yeah, you know, one of those, they come up with a name for a medication, and I think they use that song as their little theme song.
Oh, by the way, here's another news story headline just hit the presses from Representative Comer, the chairman of the Republican House Committee, looking into the Biden stuff, all things Biden. Bank wires from China bore Biden's Delaware home address.
That's what we heard earlier. That's exactly right. Yeah, so that's pretty big, isn't it? I mean, especially as you start to unfurl this, yeah.
That's huge, and we're going to have to keep an eye on it overnight because that's a developing story right now. Now, let's go over here, and I want to remind everybody the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. You can go on in there and enjoy all the great things that they have to offer. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country. And in about another 2 weeks, Kyle, I got a surprise coming. We've got another outfit that we're going to be mentioning that's going to be partially sponsoring the Truckers Highway and Bible Report along with the Pilot and Flying J. So it'll give you another alternative, another way to maybe get yourself, a free cup of coffee.
Well, that sounds amazing. That's great.
All right. So I see stuff out west. Go for it.
All right, folks. So, well, for the what's happening out west right now, of course, we continue to look at a lot of this rain and a lot of this moisture that's coming in to the Seattle, the Portland area, and on down the coast of Oregon, all the way down to California right now. So this is exactly what we've been talking about over the last 48 hours or so. There's a lot of heavy rain coming in towards Seattle right now. On the radar map, it's just across the water there coming in from Bainbridge Island. It'll be in Seattle proper, I'm sure, by next hour for the Trucker Report. But it continues down to Portland, basically. We've also got it going all the way down Interstate 5 through Eugene, down to Roseburg. Then it's going to head out a little bit southwest right now. And again, probably continuing to move east as we watch this over the next hour as well. So that's happening there. Of course, you've got these atmospheric rivers that will be coming in. Then we've got a frost advisory. This in southern Colorado. This around the Alamosa and Conejos area. So if you're trucking anywhere there along, looks like Highway 17 or Highway 285, you've got some very cold weather to deal with, more than likely. That's pretty quiet, though, across the rest of the map right now out west this morning, Captain. That's good for our truckers and our travelers out there. So more next hour, and be careful out there.
Well, I hate to tell everybody in Florida, from the Ohio Valley down to Florida, that you better rig for silent running, but unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of heavy rain in those areas today, and there could be some localized flooding, not only in the Ohio Valley, but also down here in Florida. So be advised of that, as there's going to be some really substantial thunderstorms that are going to be building up, producing what's going to be a large volume of rain, probably some strong wind gusts, and maybe some hail and all that good sort of stuff for today. Now, let me go over to Texas first and then come east. Everything North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma looks pretty good right now. But moving down to Texas, right there around the Dallas Metroplex, we've got that schmutz air down there, which is a combination of poor air quality plus fog has entered into the mix again there tonight. And if you go down towards Houston and to the west and the south of Houston, down bouncing all the way down to Brownsville, down there at the border with Mexico, you've got some ground fog that's located pretty much right there along the Gulf, right there along the water. And again, if you come over into Louisiana tonight, you're going to find some fog there. from Lafayette East and over towards New Orleans, and then it's going to be patchy, to say the least, over to Mobile. Might be a little bit developing right now in Pensacola as we speak, but it's pretty much right there along the shoreline. So that's where you need to watch out for it. Now, we have got a frost watch and a rain flooding watch up in the northern part of Illinois, right along, let's see here, right along U.S. 30, U.S. 22, up in that area of Illinois, about 20 or 30 miles west of Chicago tonight. So be advised of that. We also have some rain. Looks like we're going to have in the northern upper peninsula of Michigan, and it's going to be working its way from north to south. Looks like the predominant wind is from the north pushing south tonight, which means we're going to have some cooler temperatures. So as a result, we'll go back to upstate New York, where yesterday morning the temperatures were in the teens in some areas up there, north of Lake Champlain, up towards the Canadian border, Quebec. Well, we got it again tonight, Kyle. It's a frost warning, and I guess it's that time of the year, huh?
Well, that's right. Things are starting to change, no doubt.
Yep. And then when you come back down again to Jersey and work your way down towards the Chesapeake Bay area, you still got the remnants of Ophelia, which is going north and away from everything, but we still have some real rough surf conditions in that area, and we might even have a little bit of rain along the Virginia coast tonight, but it hasn't gone away totally yet. And as we take a look, and I'm going to do it right now, as we take a look at the hurricane map, we have two storms that are still out there, and unfortunately, we're going to have to keep our eyes on them for the better part of the next week, because these are going to be slow, slow movers. One of them is Philippe, and that's going to come a little further west, they think, now than what it was supposed to.
And perhaps so, yes.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to come closer to the States. It'll be north of Cuba. And the other one is not a named storm yet, but it's getting very close to being one. It's going to stay south of the islands and come in through the Gulf. And that's going to be the one we really got to watch, the next storm. Okay, so Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.